And Instagram. You're mindlessly scrolling anyway. Why not check us out? This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We were talking about tickets for the past couple weeks because just couldn't get in to see Metallica. And
now they're saying they're not going to add shows. But
at this time.
You believe that?
No. I believe there'll be at least two or three more runs in 2027.
But we're talking about how expensive that was. I mean, like a lot of shows are anymore. And this is, I just saw this morning. And I remember these days because I used to go to Pittsburgh all the time to see the Steelers in the 80s. So this is 1984 NFL ticket prices. And I did do the inflation already. So if you think they're cheaper then, they were a lot cheaper then, even with inflation today. And I remember going out to Pittsburgh without tickets in the early, mid-80s. And tickets face value were like $20. $20, $17, and $15. That's most of the this is every damn... like Green Bay was 15 and 12, 1984.
Back then, you bought them from some guy on the street corner.
Well mm-hmm. There's a reason, too, that in the movie Airplane, the guy, he's selling plane tickets out front.
Right.
The scalper, he's got a pirate hat on. Yeah, because they're really well known for that. So we'd go out there and stand around, and a bunch of scalpers were out there. And we just, you know, I'll give you 20, I'll give you 30. So it was basically you got these tickets right away. So a $20 ticket in the NFL, and they were great seats too. Most time, right, lower bowl, right around somewhere. Today is $62. So you can't go to the NFL game for $62.
No.
Nowhere. And in secondary market, you're spending $300-$400 for decent seats.
What is the cheapest ticket to get you into, what is it?
Well, I'm not talking, see, most of the teams we like, those games are sold out. So you're getting them on the secondary market anywhere, getting through somebody else. But there are probably stadiums that have some empty seats that are selling upper deck that you can get in at the door that don't sell out. What's upper deck in NFL?
Cheapest NFL
the
face.
Seats around the top of the stadium?
Yeah, right. Dick.
Face value, cheapest tickets. You can get upper level seats in Houston, Atlanta, and Arizona for between $50 and $60.
That's not bad, but you're way up there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And those teams don't sell out. Probably. Who was the first one?
Houston, Atlanta, and Arizona.
Okay.
Well, it sucks when you have a seat that's that high up and it's not sold out. You're just looking down at a bunch of empty seats in between you and the
can't afford those, too. If it's a lot of money.
No, and then if you work your way down and sit in an unoccupied seat, you're going to get run.
Right.
Well, and this I'm looking at a list here of the average home ticket price for each NFL team just last season, and the lowest one was the Saints at $43.
Upper level, probably, for sure.
Oh, that's average over the entire stadium.
Okay.
So that's actually not that bad. That's a lot lower than I thought it was.
If you can get in, though.
Yeah.
Most things are season ticket holders in all these NFL stadiums.
Yeah, there is a day, like right after they release the schedule in April, I think a lot of teams there is a day when they go on sale to the public, but I'm sure they're gone in a heartbeat.
And I don't think any NFL team brags about having sellouts either. Because sometimes they don't sell out, and they just move on with their lives.
Back in the days of the scalper, this would have been 80s when I just
scalpers
moved to Arizona.
Were the best.
We bought some tickets to a Phoenix Suns game from a scalper out in the parking lot, and they were really good seats. We're like four rows. You know, we're behind the bench. And about the middle of the first quarter, some security guy walks up to us and explains to us that these are season tickets, and they were part of a home invasion. They got stolen out of somebody's house. So we went and sat in the basement.
It's not your fault, though.
No, but we said we had to sit for the rest of the game getting quizzed by security people.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I didn't remember what the guy looked like.
And you don't remember robbing the place either, did you?
No.
Did they at least have the game on in the security office?
No, it was just like a cold, dank basement. We were in the security cellar.
It was like a game at the scalpers in Pittsburgh back in the day, too. Because I remember one time I was walking up, and we needed like two or three more tickets. And this guy was selling his tickets to another scalper. And they were about ready to make the deal. And I walked in, and I said, I'll give you more. And so the dude took his tickets. He took them out of the scalper's hand, who, by the way, looked like...
he could end you?
Who's the guy who's... Why am I zoning? This is so bad. Who's the only NFL player that Cleve Blakeman's afraid of?
James Harrison.
Right. Yeah. He looked like James Harrison. So this guy takes the tickets out of James Harrison's hand and hands them to me. And I give him the cash. And I'm a cocky 24-year-old. And I walk away. And then we needed more tickets still because there was about six of us. And another guy, one of my buddies, was trying to buy tickets to somebody else, and this guy walked around and said, don't sell to those guys. And they made a concerted effort not to sell to us.
Ooh, you got blackballed by the scalpers.
By the scalper, because they were pissed off that I overbid them.
Yeah.
You know? It's like when scalpers hang out. To this day, they hang out in front of stadiums with, say, I need tickets. But, you know, everything is digital now.
Yeah.
Everything is digital. I guess they put your phone over and you send
you can
it
just transfer
way.
Them that
right,
way.
Exactly.
But I mean, and there's also, you see a lot of stories, especially the last couple of years, of NFL teams threatening season ticket holders. Like, right. We track your stuff, and if we find out you're just mainly selling them off to everybody else, we're just going to revoke them.
And other teams' fans, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because they want home field advantage. Right, they want home fans there. And if you're just selling them all the time, you ain't going to get your season tickets renewed.
Yeah.
Did you see this email from Kelly in Wichita? She's speaking of a place in Newton, Kansas, where they have all-you-can-eat donuts.
Wow.
$20 a head, regular glazed donuts, all-you-can-eat.
I'd go just be like, three.
Yeah, most people can't eat a bunch, but some fatties are going to go in there and work down a bunch, man. You know.
But I mean, if they're anything like Krispy Kremes, I mean, those things just kind of
melt, but
dissolve to nothing.
How many do you think you could eat, Puss?
With
a nice glass of milk sitting there too, by the way.
If you take out the self-loathing later on,
you're gonna feel bad about yourself. So what do you think you can eat?
You're also gonna be vomiting poison.
Could you eat a dozen?
I'd give it a good run.
They do melt in your mouth.
If they were like
just regular glazed ones, not all the cream-filled stuff,
right,
you know.
Right, just your basic glazed.
Right.
I bet I could get close to a full dozen given the chance. I would hate myself. But I could do it.
Do you think you'd be able to go about the rest of your day like you normally would? Or is that the last thing you'd do that day?
You'd be bogged down.
No. You'd unbutton the jorts after that, for sure.
No.
Nothing sexier than unbuttoned jorts.
Homer Simpson is going to find out about this place and put it out of business. Yeah. Or they're going to make a rule. No more.
Well, how long can you sit in there and eat them, too?
I'm giving you the information I have.
Yeah.
Did she send any naked photos? No. That's what she's supposed to do.
No, and the subject line was all you can eat, so I expected something different.
Here's some Caesar salad for you.
Yeah.
Man, that would be great, but I don't think I could eat more than even.
I bet you'd be surprised. If you
first of all, go in hungry and a little high, where that mechanism doesn't say you're full.
The glazed kind, like the Krispy Kreme, they kind of just dissolve in your mouth.
They do, but.
But there's some places that, like
a dozen. You said a dozen. Plus, you said
if they're like
what's
that,
in a whole box?
A dozen.
That's about a dozen, right?
Yeah, that's a dozen. Yeah. But I mean, some places regular glazed are a little more beefy than
not these. Though you're right.
Than the Krispy Kreme. If they're like the Krispy Kreme, I think I could get close to a dozen.
Well, I think that's the appeal of the Krispy Kreme: the fact that they don't literally melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
Because they're all sugar.
You eat $20. I mean, donuts are expensive anyway. That's a pretty good deal, don't you think? Lay down $20 and eat as many donuts you want.
How much is a dozen donuts? A dozen donuts is less than that, isn't it?
Oh, you're right. So you're gonna have to go more than a dozen to get your deal.
Right, but you got to do it in one sitting. Generally, if you buy
you're taking it home, eat them all day.
If you buy a dozen donuts, you're gonna share it with people, or you're gonna eat it over the course of a few days.
This should be like $10,
right? You don't go into the donut shop and just sit down.
Going to be a pleasant smelling turd, though. Yeah, just like this nice little sugar coming out of the toilet, don't you think?
Yeah, apparently.
I'm sure it's going to be beautiful.
This says a dozen original glazed at Krispy Kreme, depending on location, is between $15 and $20. So
you still got to go eat a dozen then.
You need to probably kill
Todd
a dozen.
Like Todd said, a one sitting. Maybe it's not that great a deal. Maybe 10, 15 bucks. 10 bucks would be a good deal.
No, the donut shop isn't some place you go sit down and just wolf donuts. I suppose you could sit down and have a little coffee and a couple of donuts.
Yeah.
Here's the advantage they probably have is they're not open late night. If they were open late night and college kids found out about this,
oh my God.
you can get a little drunked up and go just smash some donuts after
the
bar. They
probably have a time limit also. Just like that sushi
probably.
Place, you know?
What time do they open?
Oh, I don't. Donut shops are just not open late. I mean, I know
I'm saying if they open in the morning, you got to drink all night.
True.
I'll show up.
Oh, in the morning.
Be knocking on the door at 6 or 5 a.m. or whenever they open up.
A bunch of high school kids walking in there. They're going to destroy that place. Hey. That's when you're the most hungriest, about 18 to 22, you know. That's where you can eat like a pig and still stay sort of thin.
That's the key, is staying sort of thin. I can still totally eat like a pig.
Oh, yeah. But
the next day, you're like, oh, yeah, I ate all that. I can feel it.
That was definitely when I ate like a pig and stayed thin.
Yeah. You just hammered yourself, though.
I know.
Nothing to say about
it. It's the truth.
You didn't want to be too skinny.
I did the George joke already. Right.
It's the truth.
You're too skinny. They make fun of you like Todd.
That was a preemptive strike.
Yeah.
Russ likes to beat Nick to the punch.
Yeah. I saw Nick loading it up, and I was like, nah, I'll get him. Got to drop that bomb first.
I already said unbutton the George, so.
Call me Iran.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.